Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. It's Friday night, so you know what that means. We're going to play some hot music to get you ready for the weekend. We're going to get them ready for the weekend, Miss Unbelievable. You think they're going to be ready?
They're going to be ready because we're going to get them ready because it's our job to get them ready, Mr. E-Monster. Get them ready to get it down. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so we got a lot of stuff for you guys coming up. Let's see, we got, I think we got a little bit of entertainment news. We got a weather report. What else we got for them? What else we got?
We got some nice music. We got some what's to wear and what not to wear. We got would you rather do this, do that, just a few. Just to give them some ideas of what they want to do. So, some fun things tonight.
Okay. So, all right, let's start hitting them with some of this music to get this Friday going. You know, ain't nobody trying to sit still.
Friday night.
Get out, do something. This is A Boogie with the hoodie. It's called Say A. It's clean, but it's still pumped. Friday Night Live.
Police
pull me over, they ain't got nothing to say. I told them I got tents because I'm rich, they said okay. Gotta pray a lot, get shot up every day. Heard you got a big body but a little face. Got a 41 bezel with 100K. If I feel away, then I'm gon' say it to your face, ayy. If I put a block today, I'll make 100K, ayy. Yeah, I just might make 100K, yeah. If they put a price on me, I'll double what they pay, yeah. They say they don't like me, give a f*** about what they say, yeah. I could take it and make you think about what you say, yeah. I'm gon' put her in a leg lock like MMA, yeah. I'm gon' let her give me twice if she don't say. If she ever turns germ on me, then she basic. Couple had to swerve on them, I updated. You pulled up with her, she ain't leaving who she came with. She deserved better, use a bird, use a wasteman. Umbrella change weather in my spaceship. Diamonds dancing, I'm two-stepping with my bracelet. So, get the f*** by my face. I'm just on my way to get this money and I'm late, okay. In a strip club, throwing 20s like I'll be okay. 100K a day, trap booming like an 808. Yeah, what the f*** I'm supposed to say? Police pull me over, they ain't got nothing to say. I told them I got tips because I'm rich, they said okay, ayy. Gotta pray a lot, get shot up every day, ayy. Heard you got a big body but a little face, ayy. Got a 41 bezel with 100K, ayy. If I feel away, then I'm gon' say it to your face, ayy. If I play the plot today, I'll make 100K, ayy. Hold up, talking don't never get to me. When they see me now, they better have that same energy. In abandoned houses, in and out, it wasn't to me. When you see me now, don't try to act like you remember me. You look at me now, drowning. And my hoodie say Laurent, it's 1,000. And we come straight out the Bronx, so we wildin'. Shout out BK, free Bobby and free Rowdy. Free my V12, holla if you see 12. Febreze, believe me, it'll cover the... I probably got 3 mil sitting in my email. So much on me, they second guessing what we sell. So much money on me, if it's dirty money. Cause I earn it, you get murked if you come searching for me. When the police pull me over, I had 30 on me.
I look like we're less than 30 on me. Yeah, what the supposed to say? Police pull me over, they ain't got nothing to say. I told them I got tents because I'm rich, they said okay. Gotta pray a lot, get shot up every day. Heard you got a big body but a little face. Got a 41 bezel with a 100K. If I play the block today, I'll make a 100K. If I play the block today, I'll make a 100K. Yeah. I make a C.
On a Friday night, we're gonna be live. Monsterous Radio. You know how we do it with a roar. So up next, I got some Mike Smith. Should I get Saucy on? It's unbelievable. Look, she over there like, no, hey, Monster, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to get Saucy right now. Yeah. I'm going to get soggy. We gon' do it monstrously.
I just finally stopped thugging, mama. And you can hit them all, and you ain't gotta worry about a budget, mama. I can finally have a pocket full of cash, and ain't gotta ride around with a quarter tank of gas. I can finally take my out to dinner. Ain't no more McDonald's dollar menu, yeah, yeah. Ain't no more food stamps when we shopping. Gon' throw it in the basket, girl, I got you. Who would've known that I would come this far? I swear I grind so long and I pray so hard. Who would've known I'd be surrounded by all these women? Popping all this and showing all these. Drinking all this Remy and drinking all this Henny. All having good time and y'all look like Penny. Used to post on the block with a check in my pen. Now I'm in slip and slide office with a check in my hand. Like. Ain't no more Lamborghini dreaming, ain't no more sugar water, ain't no poking beans and weenies. Ain't no more going high with my dogs just to buy a little dub bag of loud. Yeah, I ain't sitting at the bus stop, baby. Ain't no more public transportation, yeah, yeah. I ain't standing in my rear view mirror, paranoid, and I'm tripping cause my license is spinning. Two-stepping at my champagne wasting. Last year, I ain't even know how champagne tasted. Caught a couple cases, supposed to be in the chain gang. I'ma walk a testament, that prayer really changed things. From her house in the Section 8 vouchers, the VIP section standing on couches. Popping bottle like we just won a Super Bowl. What a sexy for the bad big booty.
Okay. Friday Night Live, Minneapolis,
okay.
Minnesota. You like that? Groove's being
I
set.
Did, yes. Yeah. I did.
Okay. So since we're going ahead, let's go ahead and hit them with the Monsterous Radio Urban Weather Report. Well, we used to have a weatherman. We used to pay him in food stamps and canned goods, but now he thinks he's too good, and we catch him, we're going to bust his ass. We almost caught him twice. But for now, we're going to have to do it ourselves, Ms. Unbelievable. I did it last night. It's your turn to stick your head out the window and tell the people what it's like in the Twin Cities. Hello.
You know, it's that beautiful 76 with a nice breeze. Man, I can't wait to get myself back out there. It's so beautiful. It's so spring in Minnesota. So spring.
Mhm. Yeah, it is really nice out there. It really, really is. We could tell y'all some things y'all could do a little bit later in this weather. Some of y'all can get your own ideas. But you get where I'm coming from. I'm just saying. So we still got some more things for you guys coming up here a little bit later. Let's see what else we got. We got the entertainment news. What's in our entertainment news tonight? And then we got some Rick Ross.
We got some Emily B. If y'all don't know who she is, I'll let y'all know. We got some eruptions going on in Hawaii. And what? We got some Trey Songz. And we got some Dipset. So, yeah, we got a few things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I guess seeing that we do got some Trey Songz to talk about coming up a little bit later, maybe we'll slap on some of his music here right quick. You know what I mean? Friday night, something that's good. Let's see. What can I go with? Let's see.
Keep it sappy. Keep it sappy for us. You know, get us in that lovey-dovey mood. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep it sexy.
Lovey-dovey mood.
Sexy, you know,
you're talking about Trey
Songz. You know,
that's
sexy
for that.
Way.
I'm doing some.
Yeah, man.
Want that Friday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want that Friday night, night,
okay.
night. All night.
Friday night.
What?
Friday night, like,
they'll know your
name.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Just say unbelievable. Unbelievable. What's your name?
Unbelievable.
Hey.
Knock, knock, knocking on the wall. And as soon as I go deep, getting it in there again, there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. Girl, your legs keep shaking. I swear we breaking. I knew hit boy. And the love we make feels so good.
This.
And I know you're so excited. If you bite it, they won't hear. And you know just what we're capable of when we make it love. So the music gon' be loud. You gon' scream and shout. Girl, your body's a problem. They call me the problem solver. Let the phone sit on the charger. It can ring all night. They can call, they can knock and be upset. But I bet the neighbors know. Scratching, yelling, bet the neighbors know my name. They be stressing while we sexing, bet the neighbors know my name. My name, my name. I bet the neighbors know my name. My. While I be banging on your body, they be banging on our wall. While they dreaming, you be screaming, now they banging on our door. Sometimes she call me Trey, sometimes she say Tremaine. When it's all said and done, bet the neighbors know my name.
Okay, that's how she feels. If that's how she feels, that's how we gonna do it around here. So when we come back, I might even ask the people, Miss Unbelievable, I might even ask them, what is the name your neighbors know you by? Is it Big Daddy? Is it Big Panther? I mean, what's the name the neighbor knows you by? Because I can tell you this, the neighbor don't know my name. Hell no, they know her name though. Oops, it is what it is. This is a Trey Songz double play. This is a one-on-one new music, Trey Songz. We gonna turn it up. Yeah. Monsters Radio Live, Friday night.
I saw, I waited, I took time. Yeah, I spent it, first time in a minute that I worked this hard, that I worked this hard. Thank God that I did it one time and I was in it, yeah.
but I can't stop thinking about late last night. When you put it down, had to turn around, and now it's 3 a.m.
Get into our who's bumping who and who's getting fat. Also, the gossip lifestyle. Get it? So, all right, let me get you some background music right quick. Get it? So you can do your thing. Do your thing. Bye. Big Ronnie Round.
Do my thing. One by one. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I almost don't even like Trey Songz. It is what it is. We can talk about it later. I'll tell you about it. Yeah, you probably already know. Yeah, it is what it is. Oh, I hate women sometimes. Y'all can be so just,
disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because that body he be showing and there be all those little washboards. I'm just who I know someone who got a washboard that looks just like his. I ain't saying no names, but I do, and it look kind of good. But anyway, Trey Songz is off the hook, and I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Okay, as long as we get into the news, damn it.
Whoo, flashback, Jesus, flashback. Trey Songz is off the hook in his domestic violence case, TMZ has learned. The L.A. City attorney rejected the case Friday and would not slap the singer with a misdemeanor domestic violence charge and citing insufficient evidence. The news comes less than a month after the L.A. district attorney said Trey wouldn't face any felony charges either after allegedly hitting a woman and kicked the case to the city attorney. TMZ broke the story a couple of months ago, claiming that Andrea Barella was assaulted at a Hollywood Hills party. And it claims that he was mad at her for talking to another man. She claimed that Trey beat her so badly she suffered a concussion and vomit. But the story was to happen during the NBA All-Star weekend in February. But no truth came out to, they didn't charge him. So it was insufficient evidence.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I think I read something about, they took with other witnesses and the stories didn't collaborate, however they say it. I try my best to stay out the court system. So I don't know the correct terms. If you do know, please call us up and let us know what they are. But they dropped his case. So, wow. Okay. But, you know, they still got to kind of hamper things for him a little bit. You know what I mean?
Not really. Okay. Because, okay, so let's just say you're in a court, you know, in a place, and there's witnesses and they don't collaborate and put, like, you say one thing, they say another. If they're not, if it's not coming together when they do, when they subpoena you, because you get, investigation, the subpoena, and then they, you know, you get subpoenaed, like, you literally have to talk to the attorneys. Like, it's just not, oh, you come in your free will. You literally have to talk to them, which
have
sucks, because sometimes you don't want
to
talk to them at all. Yeah, you have to come and talk, and then they take your deposition.
Well,
and then after they take your deposition, they ask you, like, and they ask you several of the questions, right, in the deposition, and the deposition could either be taped or it could be other typing. And then once the deposition goes, then there's a thing called the answer. So they'll write the answers up that you gave, and then they'll send it off to the other other side. And then the other side will look at the deposition, and then they can. That's how they question you when it comes back. So if it's not lining up to what the other depositions are saying, then they'll be like, I'm not going to file no charges.
But
from their answer. So the so they got several of the questions that they ask you from the that both parties get to agree upon, and then they go from the answers. If the answers look like it's bogus and they're lying under oath, because you, when you're doing your deposition, they swear you in or you promise to tell the whole truth. It's crazy. And you're looking like, what? I got to tell the truth in here? And so if they found out that you're not warranted, then they'll throw your case out, or they won't even go to the court, because once again, not enough evidence.
Right.
Ooh. Okay.
Sorry.
Moving on. Yes, that was my little moment of being a secretary in the law office.
Because I was going to say, you
stuff.
Either had at some point worked in the court system, or you've been in a lot of trouble, one or the other. I'm going to assume you worked in the court system.
I worked there, and I had to type up the depositions and the answers. So, like, when I was working, I would read. I'd be like, woo! I'm like, woo!
Oh, okay.
Ooh, they're adding up. Ooh, they ain't going nowhere. Ooh, they going to get some money. Ooh, how they going to... And the worst thing was, the best one, was the police cases with the drug dealers, because the police done took their money, and they want their money back. Those were the best ones. Dipset rapper faces 20 years in prison for allegedly bringing a loaded gun to the airport. Things are going from bad to worse in this airport gun bust case. A grand jury indicted the Clockwork rapper on April 30th on one count of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and carrying a weapon onto an aircraft after TSA officers found a loaded 38 caliber pistol and 8 pills of oxycodone in his checked luggage as he waited to board a flight in March to California from Newark Airport. The Port Authority says the Dipset immediately fled the scene in a taxi but turned himself into the police a few days later. The feds said that Dipset, whose real name is Lauren James, tried to get on the plane with a concealed dangerous weapon that he would have accessed during the flight, according to his indictment, which was obtained by BASA. If he's convicted, the Dipset rapper faces 20 years in federal lockup. The 36-year-old was freed on house arrest pending his trial and is due back in federal court in New Jersey. His lawyers has already filed legal documents expressing interest in negotiating a plea agreement. Yeah.
Wow.
Here we go again.
I'm hoping his lawyer is good enough to get him off on something like, you know, maybe he was on, he had the oxycodone because of, I don't know, maybe he came from the dentist or, you know, for some whatever reason, that's why he had it and it slipped his mind and it was in his bag. He meant to check it in. And just for anybody out there, you can take a gun on a plane, but you cannot carry it onto the plane. You have to check it in at the security desk. You go to the security desk first, you check it in with them. You actually sign your weapon over to them. They put it in a safe and they put it under the plane. When you get off the plane, it will be at the next security, or you'll have to pick it up at the police station. But you can take your weapon. You just have to carry it. You just have to move, transport it the correct way. But, but that's what I'm hoping, because, man, oof. That's oof.
You missed a major part in telling them about bringing your weapon to the airport. It can't be loaded, people.
No,
it can't be.
No, it cannot be loaded. No, I don't even think you can take live rounds. You may be able to, but they cannot be in the clip. I'm not for sure on the live round part. But yeah, like she said, it cannot be a loaded weapon.
And you have to show proof that you have license to carry.
Mm-hmm.
And you must know the laws to the other state that you're going to, because different weapons aren't allowed in their state as concealed weapons. So I do believe like a 45, you may not be able to carry that in New York, that you could carry it here in Minnesota. So you got to be very careful, know the laws of where you're going, and make sure your gun is registered to you. Make sure you're the registered owner and not be a hot piece off the street, people. All right. Great, great info. All right. So Fabulous's girlfriend, Emily B., we all know, well, some of you guys don't know, I do believe a couple weeks ago we was talking about Fabulous having a domestic against his woman and the dad and having a gun. Well, at that time, it was alleged that he knocked her teeth out her mouth. So today on Instagram, she showed off her new teeth that was replaced. So she has new teeth, people. Instagram, if y'all follow her, she has two bright whites in the front of her mouth because they were knocked out by allegedly knocked out by Fabulous.
I seen that article and I was so hoping they wasn't talking when it said Fab. I was so hoping it was not. You know what I mean? I don't wish anybody get beat up by anybody. But I'm just saying, I was like, oh, please don't let it be Fabulous. But okay. Wow. So, let's see, what else we got? I know, go ahead, you can do the one about Rick Ross. I can find some of his music.
Yeah, that's
so we'll take a break after that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Rick Ross shows off his new look after a recent tummy tuck. It's so funny that men are getting tummy tucks nowadays. I've heard about it, but man. So last month, rapper Rick Ross was hospitalized shortly after he underwent a tummy tuck surgery. At that time, it was reported that Rosé was in real danger of losing his life. The Miami rapper was even placed on child support. Life support. Reports at the same time says, I know, that he was slobbing at the mouth, breathing heavy, and that claims to be pneumonia. While Rick Ross was recovering, he looks great. I don't know about that, but Rick Ross suffered a allegedly a seizure scare shortly before a concert in New York, but it's unwarranted. Despite that, Rick Ross is going along with his health and feeling good about him losing weight. And Miss Unbelievable, will we chatting or tweeting or sharing that picture of him? Yeah. I'm so wrong, y'all. I'm so wrong.
Well, ain't no wrong here trying to get it together. You did. You got to try to get it together sometime. It is what it is.
No. But is that, you know, it's funny because for me, and I know you're going to put some music on, but a man has to lose that weight naturally because you look kind of funny when you already big and you know you was fat and you got to steal the fat titties and the fat body frame, you know?
Ooh. Okay. Rick Ross music.
But.
Wait, but.
But hey, he's losing weight. Good job. Stay with it.
Started walking on eggshells over here. He's like, tiptoeing. Rick Ross. Yeah.
I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. Tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. Flowers for the bitches, bottles for my dogs. I got coops in the yard, so I fuck them all. I got bellies on my feet, the money on my mind. All year we run around like it's the summertime. Ship my Bentley to Jamaica, what the bumper clock? My bitch dreads to the floor, that pussy Rastafari. Top shot to Thomas Jetty for a body boy. Kidnapping charges, walk up in there with John Gotti, lawyer. I'm tiptoeing out the court, hope you don't speak to me. Disrespect a nigga, name or die peacefully. I don't fuck with sucking niggas, that's the other side. And they still do B and E, that's on my brother's side. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. Tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. The bitches for the players, guns for the goonies. I'm addicted to this way, I'm accustomed to moving. Cigars in the morning, lobster in the omelet. Your vibe, not the vibe of money, not the topic. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hop in the 650. Got another young nigga getting rich with me. I'm flossing just to floss, I hustle to the core. I said the biggest boss, I always wanted more. Real estate, you gotta see a nigga Gates. Grayling in the pen, cell phones on his waist. You know the streets could come with hella benefits. I went and got the stick, they say it's hit or miss. I'm still fucking bitches out the magazine. Better log on, young niggas having things. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, nigga. I bumped into Carmelo in the Wraith, nigga. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. Tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. Touch a couple dollars, time to pay your taxes. Keep another seven figures in a pissy mattress. Forbes list 5 years, niggas started clapping. Fez indicted half the city, so I started rapping. Her baby daddy went to prison, shorty started stripping.
Then I got a pint of syrup and we started sipping. I pull up in that raid, them bitches saw the difference. Stop dissing pussy niggas, ain't no competition. When you pull up to the crib, you see the waterfalls. You would think I produced TLC waterfalls. Them boys was selling crack while they was smoking speed. His only type of profit come from overseas. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. I'm tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. Tiptoeing out the bank, hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me. Hope you don't speak to me.
Yeah. Friday Night Live.
We're getting it in from the Twin Cities at the top of the map. Midwest Central, baby.
Maybach music.
Yeah. Live from here. Matter of fact, let's take it back down to Florida. Check it out. Up next, we got Senna. This is called Get It. You know what he's on. Check it out. Yeah.
This is a Russ Swain.
If you get me right now, turn to the left.
You see, it ain't gonna stop me from getting this, man. Nothing at all. I'ma get it. And you ain't gotta be a G to be a real nigga. And you ain't gotta kill niggas just to kill a nigga. I'm saying be a man, don't let nobody force your hand. You force my hand and I'ma toss it to you like an underhand. They been saying that they coming, bitch, you still a virgin. We give them shots back, we call that reimbursing. You probably still rehearsing. What the fuck y'all waiting on? You got me waiting on you like the deal that I'm waiting on. Never playing games unless I'm playing with my son. He tells me daddy pop him, I will drop him, that's how we have fun. I just renewed my license so I bought another gun. In case y'all haters really hate the fact I'm playing with my son. And I really hate the fact that niggas know me now. They wanna make me frown and try to break me just to slow me down. But I'm headed for the crown, shit I know it. I'ma show it, I'ma grab this game and work it like aerobics. I'ma get it, I'ma get it. I don't talk it, bitch, I live it. If I said it, then I meant it. If you want it, come and get it. I'ma get it, I'ma get it. Yeah, I'm writing verses every minute. In the booth like every minute. Making records every minute. I'ma get it, I'ma get it. I'ma push it to the limit. Cause I swear the music that I'm hearing now is really timid. I'ma get it, I'ma get it. Listen, kids, look, I'm not your idol. Barely finished school, so don't place me with that fucking title.
Hold up, Senna. I need you to drive something for the ladies, bruh. Right now. Right now. Texas side. Yeah. Some real Friday night shit. Get it. Uh-huh. Let's get it. Senna. Yeah. Monsters Radio Live.
Girl, I just fantasize. Getting all the heat. And I'm a sex exercise. Your body, body, baby. Make it compromise. By what you want. Girl, if you let me find what really turns you on. Memorize. Everything on your body, bang. We're gonna sex exercise. Sweating all on your body, bang.
Sweating all over your body. In the hotel, meet me by the lobby. Girl, I'll be playing with your body like a hobby. Hold up, I'm watching the every move.
Yeah.
And now I got something to prove.
Yeah.
My hand on your back, I'm pulling you back. I'm making your body go ooh. And I'm just getting started. Trying to kill a girl dearly departed. He awoke now, look what you started. Girl, I'm in love with your body wholehearted. Get down, she got me on my knees. Lord, help me please. Give me the strength to give her body exactly what it needs.
Okay.
And I'm aiming to please. My name is Senna. I'm past the center when I enter. No beginner, baby. I'm doing pull-ups, pull-ups. That's her against the wall, against the floor. She asked for more. I bet you never had it like this
girl,
before.
Girl, I just fantasize. Getting all the heat. And I'm a sex exercise. Your body, body, baby. Make it compromise. By what you want. Girl, if you let me find what really turns you on. Memorize. Everything on your body, baby. Sweating all on your body, bang. Girl, let me memorize. Everything on your body, bang. We gonna sex the side.
calisthenics.
What else?
Endurance training.
Uh-huh.
I bet you won't regret it. Let me give you this protein. You can lean on it, baby. That's codeine. I said a couple of reps. She all out of breath. I told her sit down. She catching her breath. I'm catching my breath. Wiping the sweat.
Stop.
In the mission. Been training for this moment like I'm in the Olympics. Let me give you this pimp shit. I can stand up in it like a pulpit. Or I can lie up in it like a pulpit. 9 to 5, I can work in it like one quick. Yeah, her body moving to the beat. Sexercise.
Yes.
We missionary cause I love to look her in the eyes. And I'm gripping the thighs. I'll spot you, baby.
Yes.
Now hit the showers and be back in about an hour,
girl,
baby.
Just fantasize, you know it. I'm a sex exercise, your body, body, baby. Compromise by what you want. Girl, if you let me find what really turns you on. Girl, I'ma memorize everything on your body, bang. We gonna sex exercise, sweating on your body, bang. Girl, I'ma memorize everything on your body, bang. We gonna sex exercise, sweating on your body, bang.
That's how you feel.
You call me.
Make sure you guys check him out. That's Senna. You could look up Sin City or Senna, S-I-N-A-S-R-E, on all social media. He has actually a double feature that they're selling on iTunes right now. You can get the track Stop and Forever. It's a double feature going on right now, iTunes at Senna. You can look for him on all social media, either in under Sin City or Senna, S-R-E. So I'm definitely, if you are a DJ out there and you need that music, get a hold of me, MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com, or any way you can get a hold of me, and I got the music for you. So it's Friday Night Live. Let's see, what else we got? As we get closer and closer towards the end of the show. I know we still got some more things to go. So what do we got for the people to keep them entertained? Are you not entertained on a Friday night?
All right. So let's give them places to go. So places to go I like to do Would You Rather, you know, because we kind of like tell them, oh, you should do this, you should do this. But let us decide. Would you rather? All right, so I'm going to say a few, and okay. If you could think of, you say a few, okay? I'll start us off. Would you rather, in this nice weather, I'm talking about the weather that we are having, would you rather go on a hayride or a carriage ride?
Wait, a hayride or a carriage ride?
Or riding a horse and carriage, you know, horse and carriage.
Oh, okay, well, you're enclosed on a hayride. You just open back and with the hay?
Yeah.
Is that what a hayride is?
A hayride.
Okay.
You're sitting on some hay and the wagon's pulling you. Yes, a hayride. But
well,
you're going through,
honest.
Like, the hayride. Okay, let me help you out. Hold on. The hayride is, like, going through, like, some trees and some, you know, some different trails where the horse and carriage is going down like a main street.
Okay, okay. That's the setup. That's what we're going with?
That's the setup. That's what we're going with.
Okay. Either way, though, even if you reverse where they went, my choice is still going to be the same. I'm going with the carriage. You know, I'm just saying,
okay.
My fucking head going to be all itchy, scratchy. You're going to try to kiss me and get all in your weeds. You know, you're going to be mad at me. No, we're not going. No, we're not going. Not on the hate. We're going to have some wine inside this carriage. You know what I mean? Half glass full because, you know, you feel it too much. It's going to spill because, you know, horses is clumsy. They don't care nothing about the smoothness of the day. Mm-mm. It's like a Corvette. You feel every bump. I'm going to have to go with the carriage. Yeah, go with the carriage. Yeah, because can't nobody see us inside either. Ooh, look, I don't start it a whole. I'm going to stop. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. And, and if the law got any problems, I'll plead a fifth of Hennessy on the rock. If the law got any problems.
Okay.
What's your choice? It's unbelievable.
I'm choosing the horse and carriage ride, too.
Only reason why, because it is enclosed. It's a little bit more romantic, a little bit. And if I want to get a little freaky, you know, he ain't going to look back and be like, ooh, what y'all doing? There's like a little barrier that can, you know, cover his vision. And it's just a little, I mean, it's a little bit more romantic than, you know, a hayride laying back, you know, watching underneath the stars. I mean, they're both sexy, but I like the carriage. I like, you know, being inside, you know, if it get a little cold, I can move over closer and the enclosure can keep me a little bit more warmer than an open hayride. But hayrides are fun too.
Oh, okay. All right. I think you just jumped on the bandwagon. Ha ha, get it, bandwagon. Never mind.
No, stop it.
All right.
What?
Is it my turn now? Is it my turn?
Yes,
okay.
It's your turn.
Okay, my turn. Would you rather? This is E-Monster's edition of Would You Rather. My edition is, would you rather, if you go on a date with somebody, the first date, would you rather go out, say get picked up about 7, 8 o'clock, y'all go out to a fancy restaurant in the city town, seeing the skylight, y'all go out dancing, all those type of things, and then, you know, however y'all end the date, whatever. That's your night date. Would you rather go out on a night date for your first date, or would you rather go on a day date for your first date, which would consist of having some ice cream, walk around the lake, feed the birds. Maybe you could stop at a cafe, maybe get a sandwich or something, you know, but, you know, it don't have to be like that. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I guess, I don't know, whatever afterwards. Y'all can go see puppies or something. I don't know. Call a local breeder, go see some puppies, some little bulldog puppies, pug puppies or something. I don't know. But a day date or a night date, which would you rather go on, the day date or a night date?
And it's just like the first meeting? Is my first time meeting you?
Yeah.
I would love a day date. If I'm first time meeting you and we're just, I would choose a day date. Only reason why, this is just me, because I could see your, I can really like extend the date to how long I need it to be. I'll feel safe. I'll be in the open. I won't feel like I feel pressured like in the nighttime to be like, I got to finish this date off with sleeping with you. I'm just going to keep it 100. Night date seems like it ends up, I want to get in your bed. Day date for me is your imagination is going, just you have more things to do with your imagination. Like you said, I could go grab a sandwich. I could go grab some ice cream. I can go walking and we can start playing at the park and there's light, there's sunshine, there's fun. There's at night, it brings it down to a romantic feel for me. And I wanted to stay real light and airy in case I don't like you. And I can go home afterwards and then go out again at night with my homegirls if it don't work. So. Yeah.
She said,
but it'll
nah,
keep it in the know. Keep it in the know.
Right.
What about
yeah,
you?
I like that. Unfortunately, damn, we on the same page today, totally. Yes, I would take the day. I would take the ice cream.
Oh.
Walking around the lake, you know, get to know you a little bit. Talk about the things you like to do. Those type of things. I think that's one of the things people are missing out. A lot of people like to floss what they got. But I want to hear what your interests are. What did you want to do that maybe you haven't done? Did you used to want to be a singer? Did you just want to be a dancer? Did you play sports? Things like that, you know, things that could take time that, you know, and you get to know the person. So then if you decide later you want to give a gift or something, you know where to come from. You dig? But yeah, that's what I like to do. I mean, it could even be, it doesn't even have to be in the summer. To me, hey, we'll get a blanket and walk around the lake. I'll hug around you. We'll keep each other warm. We'll be moving slow as hell. Hope it's a little late. But you know what I mean? But hey, mm-hmm. it's the togetherness and talking and blah, 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 keeping each other warm, that yeah, yeah. So, so hey, think about that when you go out tonight. Just get to know the person. Talk to them. Ask them, what did you used to want to do? What was your dream in seventh grade? Like, for real, what was your dream in seventh grade?
Huh. What was your dream in seventh grade there, E-Monster? Yes, do tell. Yes.
Honestly,
what was your dream in seventh grade?
Honestly, one of my dreams, it was music. I was even writing music way back in seventh grade. One of my dreams was music, but I thought what my job was going to be, I thought I was going to be either a forensic science person, or an investigator, you know what I mean? Or I really thought I was going to be that person in the doctor's office with a doctor go scalpel. Tongs. I don't know if they use tongs. I'm just saying, I don't know the curriculum. Tongs, whatever he needed, I was going to be the one to give it to him, like, blow. And then until one day, I was up late night when cable first started. Man, they had surgery. I said, oh, here we go. That's going to be me right there. Then they cut dude's chest open and broke his chest plate and pulled his ribs apart. Oh, my. I almost passed out. And yeah. Oh, look. I'm getting lightheaded now. I can't do it. That's what my dream was in seventh grade. Oof. What was your dream in seventh grade?
Got me over here. My dream, it was twofold. I know. I thought it was gonna be an entertainer, a dancer, and a singer, actually. And I want to be a psychologist. So twofold. So I got to do them both in my years later. So not a full entertainer, but I got to be a dancer and I got to be a singer and I got my psychology degree. So, yeah.
Okay.
Singing,
living out some of your dreams.
Just FYI, y'all would never hear. Dancing, just come on, you may see me dance. I may bring my dancing shoes out the closet. But singing, no, sir. Mm-hmm. But it was a dream. It came true. At seventh grade, if you have dreams, and you ain't accomplished those dreams, hey, relook them. Maybe they still may need to come alive. Have fun. Yeah.
Right. Whether you're good or not, okay. It don't matter. You can buy your own studio nowadays. Get your little, own little studio. It comes with most computers. You know what I mean? Especially if you got a Mac or something. Get your little microphone. Sing your little heart out. Sing it. I don't know what to say, but yeah, sing your little heart out. You know what I mean? Just
sing your heart out.
Yourself. Don't share it with your friends. Don't share it with your friends because they're going to talk shit about you. We all know you can't sing. And keep it 100. This shit's for you and you only. All right?
Absolutely.
Keep it 100. So, all right. Let's see. I wanted to do a double play on my way up out of here. So all right. What else we got? I know we got Four Winkles on Sunday night. It's Cinco de Mayo over the weekend, ain't it? Yes, tomorrow. Cinco de Mayo is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing to say about it. I'm just saying. It's tomorrow.
All right. Great drinks, I guess. All right. Before we play that double play, we got to give them something to wear on their Would You Rather. So, ladies, tonight, I'm taking my ladies tonight. Is that okay with you? I've got the ladies, all right. I want to see the ladies in some nice sundresses, like, you know, the maxis, short or long. If you're going to wear the short ones, get some nice little gladiator sandals or some cute little tennis shoes, some cute chucks. And with the maxis, get some cute little low sandals or a nice little pump, you know, to wear with your maxis. Dresses, either bright colors. Do some bright colors from the sun, some pinks, some reds, some oranges, some yellows, some mixed together, some whites. Look fresh, look crisp. And then be cute, throw on a little hat, you know, be off. Yes, just have fun. Have fun, maxis. wear draws, no draws. It's up to you.
Well, then.
Maxi time. But don't let it be the maxi that you cook in. Let it be the clean maxi, you know, the crisp looking maxi, not the one you done wore all winter because that was just the house dress, not that one. Mm-mm.
Okay, not that one. Not that one. All right.
Not that one.
Well, I would have to say, fellas, wear some nice, you know what I mean? Wear you a nice button-up shirt, but don't button it up all the way, you know what I mean? Wear you some slacks, something comfortable, somewhere you can stay cool, bruh. You know what I mean? Don't wear no Timbos tonight. No, it's going to be hot tonight. I'm telling you, your feet going to stand. You take your boots off in the middle of the night, it's going to be like, get the hell out of my house. I'm just saying, wear you some nice, comfortable shoes that breathe. And you're going to be all right. That's all you got to do. If you got on black pants, wear black socks, bruh. Wear black socks, bruh. You can't go out looking like Michael Jackson with the black slacks and the white socks. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. That was seventh grade dance. It don't work like that. I'm just saying. We got any
Gosh. Shout out to a safe weekend. Have fun. Be responsible. Enjoy this weather. And
3 minutes.
Just yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Okay, well, I'm gonna try to jump into as much of this double. All right, I'm trying to jump into as much of this double play as I can because we run out of time. So this is a throwback to something new. This is some old DJ Quick to some new DJ Quick. Some of y'all don't know what it is, but your mama and daddy do. And we gonna groove to it around here.
Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Tonight. Hey.
Yeah.
Tonight. Yeah. Get it in. Tonight. Yes. Bye, y'all. Mwah. We love you for listening.
Yo, a day in the life of a player named Quick. I'm just a stubborn kind of fella with a head like a brick. And just because I drink the egg, they say that I'm hopeless. But I don't give a fuck, so blame it on the locals. Now this is how we do it when we check in a grip. Teddy bears in the house, so don't even trip. We're busting funky compositions, as smooth as a prism. So check it while I kick it to this funky-ass rhythm. It's Friday morning, the phone is ringing off the hook. And AMG is in the deer reviewing rhymes in his notebook. Or should I say dope sack, because we don't bust whack. I pick up the phone and it's the D.
What's up, nigga?
He said he's coming down at about 2 on the dot. So I'm about to rest the tub while my water's still hot. And now I'm soaking. A brother like the devastating DJ Quick ain't joking. Fuck with me on DSP and you'll get broken. My name is Quick. But you can call me Daddy. Yo, open up the door, just take a freak man in a caddy. Now Freaky's in the L, dog, and Shabby's in the L, go. And everybody's sipping on a quote.
Here we go.
D just came with a 40 and a quote. In addition to the 3 that Greedy just bought. But I don't want to start early, so I just might put my 40 in the freezer because I want to get bent. Yeah.
Girls are mean, LA girls are so pretentious, Memphis girls are sweet, St. Louis girls are overprotective, New York girls are hard, Miami girls are soft, ATL girls are known for going all in, so I need a world girl, someone to make my world go round and round, someone to lift me up when I'm feeling down. Give me a world girl. Canadian girls are prim. Russian girls are unpredictable. Japanese girls are slim. Australian girls are unrestrictable. African girls are hot. Alaskan girls are cold. By the end of the day they know we going all in. So bring me a world girl. One that will make my world go round and round. Someone to lift me up when I'm feeling down. Yeah. Give me a world, girl.
You can't see me now.
Uh-huh.
Monstrous Radio Live.
Here's some advice for y'all, okay? Don't be having meaningful conversations in the club, and don't make the wrong niggas feel some kind of way. You say your new nigga rapping hot, right? Well, how come you all timid and be having adverse reactions to the spotlight? You see, I rock with you when I'm signing autographs, but I'll block your ass quick if you start texting me all them paragraphs. This NutraSweet. You niggas gonna mess around and make me go Kim Jong-un on your ass and nuke the beat. Poof like a souffle. Don't make me mess around, come like a cold gust of wind and knock a ball spot in your Trump toupee. I'm cold as palm down. So cold, I have my bitches parked on the lawn slinging pussy at a yard sale. There once was a man from Nantucket who had his wife selling her ass out of a bucket. And that was NutraSweet. Me and Christian Ford finna gather up all these world girls and go and put them where them niggas used to be.
So bring me a world girl, one that will make my world go round and round. Someone to lift me up when I'm feeling down. One that will make my world go round and round. Someone to lift me up when I'm feeling down.